Dear brothers and sisters in the United States of America, the grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. In just a few days from now, I shall begin my apostolic visit to your beloved country. Before setting off, I would like to offer you a heartfelt greeting and an invitation to prayer. As you know, I shall only be able to visit two cities, Washington and New York. The intention behind my visit, though, is to reach out spiritually to all Catholics in the United States. At the same time, I earnestly hope that my presence among you will be seen as a fraternal gesture towards every ecclesial community and a sign of friendship for members of other religious traditions and all men and women of goodwill. The risen Lord entrusted the apostles and the church with his gospel of love and peace, and his intention in doing so was that the message should be passed on to all peoples. At this point, I should like to add some words of thanks, because I am conscious that many people have been working hard for a long time, both in church circles and in the public services, to prepare for my journey. I'm especially grateful to all who have been praying for the success of the visit, since prayer is the most important element of all. Dear friends, I say this because I am convinced that without the power of prayer, without that intimate union with the Lord, our human endeavors would achieve very little. Indeed, this is what our faith teaches us. It is God who saves us. He saves the world and all of history. He is the shepherd of his people. I am coming, sent by Jesus Christ, to bring you his word of life. Together with your bishops, I have chosen as the theme of my journey three simple but essential words: Christ, our hope.